All right. Welcome on back to Off the Back Fence, the weekly sports podcast hosted by 230-somethings who love yarning about sport. As always, I am your host, Woz. Joining me down in Melbourne, as always, is my co-host, Coombsy. Coombsy, mate, it's been a bit of a quiet week between us. We haven't really yarned that much.
So between working on the house and then I flew up to Queensland for my brother's 30th on Saturday, Friday night. It was pretty helter-skelter.
Yeah, we've had a massive weekend also with a few things going on. So the long weekend was not long enough. Definitely needed an extra couple of days, that's for sure.
We didn't get a long weekend down here.
Oh,
I did because it was part of the CFMEU.
Oh. And they are a great organisation.
Yeah. Pay
you,
boys.
Now, round 7 of the NRL. I'm safe to say it was definitely, it's fucked his average Tony round for myself tipping. Jesus, I've gone from 60% down to 55%. That's how bad it is.
That's what happens when you take on the grafter.
Oh, that's it. You, on the other hand, absolutely buried the last game, tipping 4 from 4 with your even.
You laughed at me about a couple of my picks.
Even tries and over 6.5 tries. Like, the over 6.5 I can guarantee, but over even tries, it ended up being 12 tries. That's literally throwing a dart at a dartboard.
Yeah, that's what gambling is.
Let's do the quick wrap anyway. We'll start on Thursday evening. Panthers 24, Newcastle Knights 6.
Close game to start for the 65 minutes, and then after that, the Panthers ran.
I sort of gave up after about half time. Panthers covered, the under was hit. It like never came close to getting to 40 points. Panthers are still rolling, man. Like they can still be cocky because they haven't lost a game.
I still just don't like them.
I don't think a lot of people do. And Panthers fans, like there's only a select few that are not too bad. But, God.
As I said, enjoy your 3 years of finals football because then you've become fucking no ones for the next 20.
Yeah. When you can't keep all the band together, there's going to be some blokes that are going to be getting big contracts out of that.
Yeah.
So this is where the start of our round went really poorly. We didn't tip anything in this game. So we'll move on to Friday evening, which is probably the game of the round. Gold Coast Titans 30 get defeated by the South Sydney Rabbitohs 40. Rabbits covered and the over was smashed. There were 70 points scored in this one. At one stage, the Titans were up 24-10 at halftime. They had the try of the season, possibly of the year. On half time. Yeah, Corey Thompson. Yeah. Let's just quickly talk about Corey Thompson. 30-year-old and still he's ordinary, but he's doing some pretty good shit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And probably will get himself an origin spot because he just does the right thing.
We're not doing the hype train.
No, I'm not saying it, but like Queensland just have a thing of picking players who do the basic try.
Yeah. I still want the Branko. I want Branko and bloody Edric back. I want the Lee brothers back.
Well, Branko did half in the
cucumber. Yeah, again. God. But
listen,
yeah, we'll talk quickly about it. Like first half was all Titans. Dave Fifita again scored a hat trick. He's currently, I think, on 9 tries, so he's on track to break the all-time record, which I think Menzies has back in the 90s with Manly. He could also go on to break Frank Burge's all-time record, which I think is 24 tries in a season. So that's pre-NRL era. That's incredible. But as good as Fifita was in the first half, he basically disappeared in the second. He only had 2 touches the entire second half, and the Rabbitohs just came back unbelievably. Benjamin Quinton Marshall has wound back the clock. Shades of the 05 grand final with the flick ball back inside for AJ to score. He's just
2 tries, a couple of assists.
He's just, I think,
it's defying age.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, but I don't think it would have happened with any other side than South. Like, there's people that are saying, oh, why did he stay with West? I can guarantee you he wouldn't be playing like this if he was at West. He's just doing Benji things. I think he's in a good spot now where. Like he played a full game last week. He'd be playing a full game this week once we get into the round 8 preview. But even before then, he was coming off the bench, only playing 30 to 40 minutes a round. He's fresh. So when he comes in to play a full game, he's actually ready to go. hell of a performance from the Rabbitohs anyway to come back. Like they're just like we said at the in the season preview, they're going to be at the end of the season just going to be very, very tough to beat. So, but did you anything from this game? Or were you traveling?
I was traveling, so I got to see. I flipped on the phone reception as I was flying over Caloundra on the plane, so I got to see the bit. So I had a little multi going with South at Arno times at plus six, and they really decided to shit the bed in the last 10.
We'll very briefly touch on this game. Parramatta 46, Brisbane Broncos 6, up in Darwin at the Showgrounds by the look of it. Eels covered, the over was met by the Eels by themselves. No, I haven't got any words for this. It was a tough watch.
It was fucking awful.
Yeah, it's...
like, it was awful from the moment, like, the first kickoff.
Yeah.
What is with us and Parramatta?
Yeah, any kick, yeah, any kickoff. Like, I'm still haunted by Adam Blair offloading in that game at Suncorp years ago. God, that scarred me.
Fucking, that white jersey is the fucking white flag. We just surrender it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Only shining light, probably Tevita. Shout out Tevita. Actually saw him on Saturday night. He was at, I think, his 17th birthday with the family. About 30 of his family were at the Brazilian restaurant, probably pulling him out of the business. But, yeah, like, well, there wasn't many highlights. Like, Croft and Dearden weren't good, and it shows this week with a complete change of the team.
I think Dearden might be playing any game for the Broncos anytime soon.
I think it's pettiness. If we want to win games, he has to be in the side somewhere. I think a couple of weeks down in Q Cup will help. He's definitely better than Q Cup, but he hasn't had the assistance over the last year or so with Brisbane. Like, he's been thrown in the deep end, and it hasn't helped. So Parramatta fantastic. They were just fantastic. That last try from
Marcus Sivo gave Xavier Coates a nightmare.
Yeah, that last try to Gutherson from the kick from bloody Moses was incredible. I thought that was a great bit of skill. No, it was good. And like their signing of the season, potentially for the NRL too, signing of the year was Papalihi. He's been fantastic for them. Yeah. But yeah, I think we'll leave it at that. Like, Broncos were Broncos. It's worrying sides.
We're a dumpster fire, and we can self-hate as much as we want.
Yeah, exactly. We moved to the first game on Saturday. There was only two on Saturday, obviously the change in slate. A bit of good news for one of the bottom cellar dwellers, essentially. There was Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs getting their first win of the season. They defeated the Sharkies 12-18. So they covered and won outright, which is fantastic. It was an under. It was nowhere near it.
It was a woeful game.
It was. Like, the Doggies jumped out to an 18-point lead at halftime, and then they literally just hung on for dear life. Probably the positive for the Sharks was Sean Johnson coming back from injury. He set up at least...
What decision to be benched at the 50th minute, though?
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that it was... game management. Yeah, I think so. Like, coming back from an Achilles injury is quite tough, so... good from him, though. He set up basically four tries, if only the winger Hiroti held on and scored. Like that. Like, the Sharks have put on a lot of tries that were disallowed in that game. So a lot of people blowing up about the shoulder charge. Talakai, I think his name was. I think it's justified. Like, he connected with the head. People trying to argue that like he was trying to rap is like, that's a blatant lie.
We'll talk about the George Jennings hit.
Yeah,
later on, but that was a shoulder charge. That wasn't head to eye. That was a shoulder
charge. Yeah, exactly right. Like, it looks good.
There was no attempt to even wrap an arm around.
No, that. And at that speed and at that angle, you're not wrapping and holding on to that speed. So,
no.
But good for the Bulldogs. I didn't really rate the crying by Trent Barrett that much. I think it'd be like, I could understand if it was round 16, they hadn't won a game, and it was like dead set relief that it got a win on the board. But yeah, it's round 7. Like, they like.
You're embarrassing us.
Yeah, like, hugging everybody. Like, it was a big win for the Dogs, and they needed it because it was their first win since probably, what, round 19 last year against the South, I think it was. But yeah, good to see Sean Johnson back, though. Like, he's one of the better ones. This is the other game of the round, and you messaged me saying this is what we've been talking about. North Queensland Cowboys 26, yeah. Canberra Raiders 24. Cowboys covered in and won outright.
They're starting to find a way to win,
three in a,
and not pretty.
Three in a row for the Cowboys. ever since Josh Maguire left, mate, they've been good.
Yeah, but I just, like, as I said, as I think we said after round two, they're not a bad team.
Yeah, they're not. And they found a way to win without Taumalolo too, so that's only an added strength to come back into the side.
They're a young team, and I think, like, this is a good year for them.
Yeah.
They might not make the eight like I predicted, but...
Yeah, I they're building. Yeah, they're building, I think.
They're more... I think they're like the Titans are the same. The Titans and the Cowboys are both 3-4.
Yeah, like it's crazy to say that, especially after the start that the Cowboys had.
The Titans all the praise.
Yeah, well, the Titans have fallen off the wagon. Like, they haven't had a win for a couple of weeks now. Yeah, Cowboys were fantastic. Raiders, you just don't know where to stay. Canberra fans on Twitter, like, they're just saying, well, there's no passion at the moment. Like, this week they've dropped Papa Lee. Like, Big Papa's gone. He's having a spell. Ricky wants him to find his form again before coming back. Yeah, it's not panic stations, I would say, but they're just definitely a different Raiders team from the last 2 years. Like, you expect a lot more out of them, but yeah, kudos to the Cowboys. Like, Ben Hampton, it's halfbacks. Like, you've thrown him in there. He's not a halfback per se. He's more of a utility, but he's getting the job done. Drinkwater.
Not a Ben Hampton fan.
You're not a Ben Hampton fan. Nah. Why? What's he done here this time?
He looks awkward on the football.
That's all you got to say. You don't have to say you don't like him. Drinkwater is probably the worst defensive half in the game. But
he's got to hide at fullback.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Well, it's a bit hard when Val's doing such a great job down there. But yeah, Cowboys rolling. They could go four in a row this weekend. Move to the Sunday, obviously Anzac Day on the Sunday. Three games. Started off at Bank West with the Manly Seagulls pumping the West Tigers 40-10. Seagulls covered and the over was hit. So West were playing quite well for about 25 minutes until Manly scored three tries in 5 to 6 minutes. And then
Tom Trbojevic. The Manly centre ruined two tries because he went for the spectacle pass. All he had to do was just give quick shovel pass out.
Are you talking about the bloke that should be an adult film or the one that's Hank Scorpio? Which one are you talking about?
The adult film star looking one.
Morgan Harper.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right.
All he had to do was just quick shovel pass to Ruben Garrick and they were in twice. In the space of 5 minutes.
Yeah, but they still got the job done. Surprisingly, Manly were, like, besides the Eels, the most potent team of the round. They won by 30 points. Like, we needed Manly to score a few extra points. I think it was an extra 4 points, another try, and then we would have bumped up to 14th, not 15th, on four and against. Like, West lost that much points. Yeah, West... after the game, there was reports, apparently crisis meetings were happening. West came out and said that's not happening.
Michael Maguire's job should be safe. He's inherited a shit list from Nathan Cleary.
Nathan or Ivan?
Ivan.
Yeah. I agree with you there. I think it's not as if West have had bad coaches over time too. They've had blokes come in and put in contracts for promising players.
List management.
I think the management itself is not good. It hasn't been good for a long time. Yeah, I don't think it's Madge's fault, but at the same time, this is a coach that's putting Michael Cheekham in the centres, Joe Offengawi on the edge. It's just not working.
Adrift, $1.60 the open out.
I was just betting
that. That was good. But yeah, like, they've brought in good players like Dane Laurie this year. But yeah, I just don't see any end in sight for Wes.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look. We moved to the middle game at the Sydney Cricket Ground,
I love this game. I'm going to put my hand. This is one of my favourite round games of the year.
Yeah, they do such a good job too. And there's such a big history with the team. So the Sydney City Roosters 34 defeated the St. George Illawarra Dragons 10. Roosters covered, over was hit. No B Morris, anytime try scorer. So not happy.
Yeah, the money kind of, the money train fell over with that.
Yeah.
At $180.
Yeah, it's sort of fallen off, but either way, yeah,
You can't always win.
I only saw
Sam Walker.
There's nothing that a cutout.
You lose the best player in the world right now, and then an 18-year-old who's playing well, his fifth or sixth game.
Yeah, I think fourth or fifth. Yeah.
He stands on his head.
If there's an issue, Sam Walker throws a cutout pass at it, and it solves it. That's all I've noticed.
That floating cutout pass.
Yeah, that's all I've noticed anyway.
That's going to make him a rich man.
Yeah. Well, apparently the Chooks are already looking to give him a 5-year extension already. So that's just Sydney. Not much else from this game. I only saw a little bits and bobs of it. I took a back seat after the Broncos game. You're right.
It's really hard to watch rugby league for the rest of the weekend after the Broncos get the shit kicked out of them on Friday night.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I'd rather lose on Thursday because then I go to work and I forget about it. And then by the time I get home, I'm ready to watch some more rugby league.
Yeah, but I think the biggest talking point out of this game was Tedesco being KO'd. It was a sin bin, but a lot of people calling it could have been a send-off for Pereira.
I'm going to say this, and this might be unpopular.
Go on.
Tedesco's running style lets him be suspect to concussions when he goes to hits the line.
Okay.
Have you ever seen when he goes to runs at the line? He's he's falling down. He's like falling down, like very low to the ground.
Yeah, right.
So that's going to happen with the style you're running. Mm. It's a very running back thing for the NFL.
Yeah, no.
Driving legs.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But yeah, after the Dragons won 4 in a row, they've lost I think 2 on the trot now. So bit of an interesting time for Hookball.
Dragons being Dragons.
There's only one undefeated. There's a team that still hasn't got a win this year. Do you know who that is? Josh Maguire. Team Josh Maguire has not won a game in 2021. Wow. He lost every game with the Cowboys. And when they started winning, he got shipped off to St. George and they haven't won since. So not a good look for them. Last game of the round, Melbourne Storm 42, New Zealand Warriors 20. Storm covered their 16 points. Over was smashed. Yikes.
Even tries.
Shut up. I'm still pissed at that. I still can't get over that. If anybody didn't listen to last week, so this was Coombsy's tips. He tipped Melbourne with the spread, the over. He wanted 6.5 over 6.5 tries, but he also wanted even tries. It ended up 12. That's an even number. I still just can't get over that.
It'll be a doozy this week.
Oh, have you got a few specials, have you?
Yeah.
Some talking points out of the game. Jerome Hughes, fantastic in the first half. 4 try assists. They were missing Pappenhausen and they had Nico Hein at the back, but he was rock solid.
Oh.
Munster's in the side.
He's out of contract at the end of this year. He's going to be asking. He has the right to ask for big money.
You reckon?
Mate, he could easily fill in at fullback for, I can probably count 3 or 4 clubs right now.
Yeah.
Who would need him.
You're not wrong. Probably the biggest talking point from the Warriors side of things, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck moving to the wing to accommodate the debut of former Bronco Reece Walsh. Walsh had a pretty solid debut. He ended up with 2 try assists in the back half when they started to let in the Storm let in a few tries. They also had Rocco Berry debuting in the centres. Good things from the kid anyway. Good to see. Bit of a shame we couldn't hold on to him, but that's again down to Broncos being...
Bodson.
Yeah. Did.
Footwork and speed. Set the first try up the Warriors with a good run out of dummy half.
Yeah. But yeah, the Storm keep winning. It's just the script currently with all the good teams being good. Like Panthers won, Rabbitohs won, Eels won, Chooks won, Storm won. So... It's not bad at the moment for all the good sides. A few warning bells from some other sides, obviously, but that's what we're going to go into right now. Round 8. Jesus Christ, we've gotten nearly a third through the season.
Mm.
Which means Origin's just around the corner, plus Magic Round's around the corner too, mate. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, I'd love to go to Magic Round, but
I am looking forward to that going Friday and Saturday evening. So that should be great fun. We'll stick to round 8 though. Start us off anyway. I'm currently sitting at 55% tipping. Coombsy's bumped his way up to 47.5. So he's catching. He's making ground after last week's effort, abysmal effort from himself. Right. round eight, we start in the nation's capital, Canberra Raiders versus the South Sydney Rabbitohs at GIO Stadium. Rabbits are 4.5-point favourites with the over-under at 39.5 points. This is the early. These are early because we are recording on Tuesday. No Latrell Mitchell still. Cody Walker's at the back. They've pushed Benji into the six, as per usual from last week. I don't think Bennett's made any major changes to this side from last week, which is probably a good thing. Tatola has got to just get through the HIA protocols, but he may miss out. For the Raiders, Croker's out with a shoulder injury. Chris moves into the centres. Bailey Simonson's back to the wing. And Papalihi, that's the big news out of this. He's been,
yeah, been dropped.
So Joseph Tarpanay's back in after being dropped last week. So that and Hodgson's still a week away. But that's probably a good thing because Starling is such a good backup hooker for the Raiders. 4.5 points for the Rabbits, though. I think they're going to – they'll pour it on, I reckon. So I'm
I don't think it's – I think it'll be a tight game.
You reckon it'll be a tight game? You reckon the Raiders will come back?
Yeah, I'm going to have the Rabbits 1-12.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where the line's going to go. I'm going to go total points over at 38.5.
38.5, yeah, right.
And then I'm going to have an odd amount of tries.
You're a fiend for this now. You're in dead set strife. Odd tries. I'm going to go over for 39.5. So I still think both sides have got at least minimum 20 points in them. Like South scored 40 last week. Canberra scored 24. So it's definitely on there. Move to Friday night. Two games. Start off down in Melbourne. The Melbourne Storm versus the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. Melbourne are 17.5 point favourites. Over-under is 43.5.
This is going to be shit-kicking.
Well, I'm looking forward to the centre battling of Melbourne's Tom Eisenhuth versus former Melbourne superstar Will Chambers.
He got sent off. Oh, sin bin.
He got sin bin. So Will Chambers started off his Cronulla Sharks career, essentially, with the Newtown,
yeah,
for alleged punch. But anyway, he made the side, so he's in this week at the centres for the Sharks. Yeah, that's probably the biggest talking point. George Jennings is out due to a head knock from the game on Sunday night. Tom Eisenhuth, like I mentioned, is in the centres. Riley Jacks, Chris Lewis is on the bench. Solomona is off having a rest due to concussion. For the Sharks, Wade Graham's got a head knock. Aiden Tolman suspended, but they could be back. Will Chambers has been named to play in the centres. 17.5 points seems like a lot for the Storm, but I still think they've got the points in them, eh?
I'm just going to go Melbourne 13+.
Have you gone off the spread?
Yeah, it's kind of doing me head in after last week's Titans fucking me over. When I get fucked over, I'll hold grudges quite well.
No, it's like good teams win, great teams cover. That's always the line. So Melbourne 13+. Anything else?
The over to hit for me, and then any time try score with, I reckon, Justin Olam's back in form.
You reckon Olam's back in for a try?
I reckon if he's... I don't reckon Will Chambers would want to line up on him.
Well, I think Eisenhuth's facing up on him, but either way, it's going to be interesting to see how Chambers goes against his former club. I'm going to give Melbourne the points. Like, I reckon three tries is easy for them. I'm going to go the over. They've got the points in them. I think the Sharks can hang with them to give them at least 10 to 14 tries. Main event Friday evening. I will be going to this game, but I'm not going to enjoy it. Brisbane Broncos versus the Gold Coast Titans in the Queensland Derby, or 4X Derby, whatever you like to call it. Suncorp on a Friday evening, how good? Titans are 12.5 point favourites. Over-under is 44.5. How many tries is Dave Fifita going to score, mate? Two.
I've tipped the Broncos here in personal tipping.
I've tipped the Broncos.
They seem to play well at home.
Obviously away from home is not our bag. few changes for the Broncos. I think we highlighted it before. Our halves are gone. We've recalled Milford back into the six. Tyson Gamble comes in to make his 2021 debut. He's been playing quite well for
after getting knocked out in his third debut game last year.
Yeah, that was not good. But I've seen some of the footage from Gamble playing seven for North. He looks solid, big boot on and great defense. So I think that's going to be the half that's going to be on the side of Fifita. Yeah, so Croft is out. Dearden's gone. Jesse Arthurs is back from illness. David Mead's been dropped. And it looks like Alice Glenn is definitely out for a month due to that tendon tear in his calf from warm-up last week. Anthony Don's back for the Titans. Sammy shifts to the centers. And Patrick Herbert's out with a calf injury. SES, he's on the bench. He's replacing Sam Lasoni. He's missing 6 weeks with a pec injury. That's quite a lot. And Tino Fasua Muali,
there's another week out.
Yeah, still a week out with his sussy. So I like that we've gone with Tyson Gamble. I like that we've brought Milford back in. I think it's okay. Oates being back is good. I think Herbie's back on that center with him, which is fine. Arthurs and Coates is a good combination. Pangai's been good being in the second row. Your boy Reece Kennedy, he's into the starting side this week, into the reserves, I should say, which is good because he's been playing some solid football for Brisbane.
Yeah, he does the right thing. Like, he's a no frills player, and at the moment we kind of don't want people. We gave away the ball too much.
Yeah, impressive. From something we didn't mention in the review either is Danny Levi's debut against the Eels. It was solid. He had some solid touches, but there were some mistakes. So that's what you're probably going to get with Danny Levi.
Yeah, but it was solid.
Yeah, like it was solid enough to be the 14 going forward. I still don't rate Carrigan being our 13. I still don't think I think Flegler definitely needs some time in Q Cup, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is at the moment.
Yeah, he's suffering like a third year slump.
Yeah, it is what it is. However, I'm going to give the Broncos... I'm going to go it again this week. I'm giving the Broncos the points. Hopefully 2 out of 3. So I'm giving the 12.5 points start. I reckon it's going to be high score. I'm going to go the over.
I'm going to go Broncos.
Head to head?
Over. And Corey Oates to get in for the first time for the year.
First try?
Yeah. No, not first try. Just get over.
So anytime. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not that confident yet to start throwing money down on Corey Oates.
Jesus Christ. So you're giving the Broncos the points or you're head-to-head?
Oh, head-to-head.
Oh, right.
$3.50.
Get on it.
Value for money. Free money.
Yeah, free money.
I just bet on Grain Sissel to play to beat North Star in the Brisbane Premier League.
Jesus Christ.
That's easy money.
Jesus Christ. Right, moving to the Saturday slate. Another regional game, this time at Bathurst at Carrington Park. The Penrith Panthers are hosting the Manly Sea Eagles. 3 o'clock kickoff. Panthers are 14.5 point favourites. Over-under is 43.5 points. I think this is going to be a lot closer than I expect.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's Manly of what?
I've got the Panthers... 1-12. I got the Panthers winning by under 10. I picked the margin of 10.
Panthers
in the NRL tip this week. Yeah,
Panthers by 10. Yeah,
yeah.
So 1-10.
So 10 points. And 1-12. I'd probably go.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the Sea Eagles the 14 points. I think, like, they have been playing a couple of oppositions, like sides that haven't been crash hot, but like they came up against a Titans side that were in red hot form, and they put 36 on them without answer. And then they put another 40 on West last week. Yeah, I'll give them the 14.5 point start. I reckon with Turbo back is good. Few ins for the Panthers, though. Coruscant's back from his first game due to a wrist injury. And Desi's named the same 17. So this is like the only game where there hasn't been multiple changes everywhere. But yeah, I'm going to give the Seagulls the 14 points. I reckon over's going to hit. I think it's just going to be an over weekend. Like 43.5 points. Like both sides have points in them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But this will be the first time I think the Panthers' defensive line will be tested.
Yeah. I reckon if Manly go up the guts like they have been, I can see them leaking.
Where did this wood pack come from for Manly?
No idea. Like Josh Schuster has been a revelation at the back row. He looks like he apparently coming in the grade. They were talking about him being in the six to be a backup to Foran, but mate, he's. He's been fantastic in the second row.
It just proves like Tom Trbojevic is worth the money for what Manly are paying.
Yeah, definitely. So you're going Panthers 1 to 12. You're going to leave it at that?
And over.
Yeah, I don't know.
Skip the over.
Attaboy. Middle game on the Saturday. Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs are fresh off their first win of the season versus the Parramatta Eels out at Stadium Australia.
And they're not going to win again.
Eels are 19.5 points.
Lightning has not
strike
twice.
No, definitely not. And especially against this red hot Eels team, which is a 19.5 point favorite. Over under is 43.5. Giving the Eels the points, giving the spread, I'm going to go the over too. They were just fantastic.
I'm going the points, Eels plus 13, and Sivo absolutely terrorised the Doggies.
Yeah, Sivo anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go the over also.
He made Xavier Coates look quite ordinary on the way.
He did. Bit of team news anyway. Oh, excuse me. Bad radio, that. For the Eels, Madison looks like he's been back. He played a solid game in New South Wales Cup last week, which is good to see. Papali'i is staying in the starting side. I think Madison's starting in the, off the bench. On the bench, which is a smart option. Will Smith broke his, apparently suspected broken thumb, so Hayes Dunster comes into the side on the interchange bench. Hell of a name. For the Bulldogs, I don't think there's much. Oh, well, obviously, Watini Zalesniak's still out, so Wakeham is still the reserve. Matt Dory comes in.
You don't know anything about half the dog players apart from the three.
Except for
Patrick Allen and Dylan Napa.
Jack Hetherington, but that fucker is an absolute psycho. Last game for Saturday, Newcastle Knights versus the Roosters at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. The Roosters are 6-point favourites. Over-under is 41.5 points. This could be an interesting one because there might be some late changes to the Roosters. Obviously, the biggest thing is Tedesco getting through the concussion protocols before Saturday.
I can't see him. He's third one in 10 months.
Yeah, they do have Joseph Suale on the extended bench just in case to come in for that, which would be electric. For the Knights, Adam O'Brien stayed with the 17 that got beaten by Penrith. Lachlan Fitzgibbon and Tex Hoyt are on the extended reserves. Outside back, Heimel Hunt and Edric Lee are still pushing to get back next week. I'm still going the Chooks. They're my tip in this other tipping comp. I have this going on, so I'm going to give the Chooks the spread. I reckon under here. I think the Knights might not be able to go with the Roosters.
I'm going to go the Roosters to win, but I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it the over.
Give it the.
What is the over sitting at?
41.5.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, the Knights didn't penetrate the Panthers' line a lot, but couldn't finish the deal.
Yeah.
Like,
they do have.
Kalen Ponga's now, third game in, so he should be.
Yeah.
He'll start to be hitting stride.
Yeah.
Blake Green's starting to take the reins more and more of this team. So, yeah, I'm going to give him Roosters head to head and Knights. And the total.
Yeah, the total of over.
And even tries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Even tries. Moving to the Sunday slate. I think this first game will be an actual, a bell ring. I think it's the closest spread we've got. New Zealand Warriors versus the North Queensland Cowboys at the Central Coast Stadium. Warriors are 3.5 point favourites. Over under is 44.5. It's the equal largest points total for the round besides the Broncos Titans game. Let's see. They've put Roger back to fullback because they've put Reece Walsh into the six. Cody Nikorima's into the seven. Tohu Harrison, Fusatua's back into the side before the Melbourne. Looks like Adam Pompey is out. Two of Arsashek back into the fullback, Walsh into 5A, Bally Sirinen moves to the interchange bench. And
Connor Salmon moves to the reserves.
Yeah, he remains on the outer. Murdoch Masilla moves into the 13, Jazz Tavunga dropping to the bench with Jack Murchie, and Rocco Berry retained his place in the centres, which is fantastic. Big news for the Cowboys, though. 13 is back. Jason Tamalolo has been named, which is great. Pushes Burr to the interchange, which drops Mitchell Dunn, who's serving a one-match sussy due to a thrasher tackle.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is probably going to be the game.
This is a flip of a coin.
Yeah, I definitely.
I'm gonna stick with the Cowboys to here. Just I'm gonna go head to head Cowboys. I can't really. The spread's too close to.
It's one try.
Yeah, it's just
no. All right.
This is the game they could win by two again.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon they've got some firepower to do it.
I'm gonna play the coward's way of life here. this is how I win.
This is
win another cup to be.
That's it. I'm gonna go the opposite way to you. I'm gonna give the Warriors the spread. I reckon they had some good looks last week against a very quality side in Melbourne. I'll give them that. I reckon this one's going to be an under two, like. I think 44 and a half is just a bit of a stretch for both these sides.
Yeah, there's no chance of that happening.
What, under?
And I'll probably, under. And then I might give it, this might be a bit of a dangerous one. Anytime try scorer, Jason Tamalolo.
Oh, geez, he's not much of a try scorer, but you can see it happening, couldn't you?
Yeah.
It's
a big game.
It also seems like something I've noticed too, and listening to other things, it's the Cowboys sort of have a good formula at the moment with the 9-14 with Granville and Reece Robson.
Yeah, just the 1-2 punch like the Storm have with Harry Grant.
Yeah, and Brandon Smith.
Just very complimenting hookers.
Yeah, very different style type of hooker. I've noticed with Reece Robson, he can take the minutes for their first 25, and then you got Jake Granville coming on and absolutely just running amok. So,
Brandon Smith, back to Brandon Smith. He had a great first stint on Sunday night.
Yeah, he's quality. He's dead set quality. Last game of the round, finish off strong. St. George Illawarra Dragons versus the West Tigers at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. Dragons are 10-point favourites. Over under is 43.5.
So many points.
Should be an interesting one. I don't know. Big news, Ben Hunt's back from a broken leg. That sounds very bad. Jack Bird's back into the centres. Cody Ramsey back to the wing. Jordan Pereira's been sidelined for 3 weeks due to that shot he put on Tedesco. And Ravalawa was out for 2 weeks, both entering early guilty pleas. So Max Feige, I don't know how to pronounce that, but he's Feige. There you go. So he's moved into the wing spot for Ravalawa. Yeah, not too bad. Joey Leilua comes back for the Tigers, pushing Michael Cheekham. He's onto the extended bench. He was pretty bad, but that's him playing in the centres. He's not a centre.
Yeah.
Other news. Looks like Joe O's moving back to the 13. Luke Garner's getting back to the back row. Alex Twall's on the interchange. Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. I don't know who I'm going to go with this one. Hey,
I'm going to go Dragons. I'll go Dragons 1-12, and the under, because that's way too many points. Both teams don't look like they're scoring lots of points at the moment.
No, I agree with you that I'm taking the under. Do I want to give West the 10 points? Yeah, why not? I'll give West the 10-point head start. I think they can keep it close. It's just strange because they'll come out of the blocks in games, hold teams like Manly who aren't that good until they get a roll on, and they were holding it they were going quite well, and they were played the house down against South 2 weeks ago, but then you'd put up an absolute performance like they did against Manly, and you're like, where is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's round 8 in the books.
It's just very hard being Broncos fans to cheer ourselves up watching rugby league at the moment.
Yeah, like I don't mind enjoying a fair few games of rugby league, but it's definitely draining when it's your team that sucks so fucking bad.
I think I'll watch more AFL like this week.
Well, you can do us a wrap then, mate. Go on.
Oh, here we go. The Lions played great against Carlton. Looking so, we had a wrap of the AFL on the weekend. We had Western Bulldogs screaming away in the last quarter against the GWS Giants. Cost me a multi there, but I'm not really going to bitch and moan about it. The Cats shit-kicking West Coast Eagles by 97 points down in Cardinia Park. Gold Coast Suns upsetting Sydney Swans at Metricon. Lions winning by 18 at Marvel against the Blues. The big game of the round, I know I tipped it and you went the opposite way. The D's beat the Tigers.
Yep.
And now Sportsbet are paying out Melbourne D's to win the grand final.
Incredible. Like, it's what, round six?
Yeah. Imagine if you put some fucking serious money on where they were like sitting at like $22.
I've never been a big fan of that, but I can't see Melbourne winning the whole thing this year. But anyway, I digress.
Dockers beating the winless the Kangas. Hawks getting their first win of the season against Adelaide. Second win since round one against the Adelaide Crows and Lonnie. The Anzac Day, traditional Anzac Day game. The Bombers doing Pies and Port beating St Kilda in Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I think the Saints, they didn't have much going for them, did they?
Yeah.
Bit of a shame.
I think injury, new list, starting to catch up.
Yeah.
But, and then this week's game, so we got big game first up, Friday night. Richmond Tigers versus Western Bulldogs at the G. We might even look at getting tickets for this.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to go to the Dogs. I reckon they could keep going against Richmond. They could go two straight loss.
I'll take the Dogs. The Dogs are looking very formidable right now. And then Saturday afternoon, first game at the G at 1:45, Pies versus Suns. I'm going to take Pies as a bounce back game.
Yeah, I'll take the Pies too.
Oh, jumping.
This is good radio.
Something's gone on. This is my phone. And then the second game of the afternoon, 10 past 2, Adelaide Crows versus GWS. I'm going to take the Crows here.
Who are they playing?
GWS. GWS have got some big injuries.
Yeah, no, I did read that. Yeah, Crows.
Then the third game, Saints versus Hawks at Marvel. Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks. Yeah, I see.
And then a good game for the Lions is a good test game. Lions versus Power at the Gabba Saturday night.
That'll be a good game. I'm going to say Port. The only reason for that is because we've lost Lachie Neale for 2 months. Lachie Neale out for an ankle injury. Like, that's a massive, massive loss for the Brisbane Lions. Plus, I think Mitch Robinson did something. He got out like a broken eye socket or something. He has like staples and a black eye. Yeah.
He's fine. That's just called life. I'm going to take the Lions here to win.
There you go.
Yeah, that's my tip. And then the other game Saturday night, the Swans versus Cats. I'm going to take the Cats after that shit kicking that game.
Yeah. Go Cats. Sydney aren't good at the moment, are they? Like, they had a bit of a loss on the weekend. So, Cats.
Yeah.
They've lost Dangerfield too, I read.
Yeah, for 8 weeks.
Yeah, another 2 months.
Surgery.
Yeah.
And then the next Saturday's first game, the early one, is Kangas versus D's. I'm taking the D's.
Yeah, I think the D's are rolling at the moment, aren't they? It's just it's good going.
And then one of the traditional games on a Sunday afternoon, the G, Bombers versus Blues.
Yeah.
I am going to take the Blues.
I'm going to take the Bombers. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the
and
Bombers.
Then, depending what state you are in, but the derby or the derby. It's called a derby.
Derby.
West Coast Eagles versus Frio Dockers. I'm going to take
Frio.
Fremantle.
Yeah, Fremantle, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the Coombs weekly AFL wrap.
Attaboy. Living in Melbourne's paying off for the podcast, that's for sure. You're giving us a bit of a heads up.
Oh, mate, it's
about the only thing that's good watching footy right now with the Broncos. You get the shit kicked out of them every.
It's something that we didn't touch on either. We should have done a little bit of NRL news.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Dearden signing with the North Queensland Cowboys, 3 years, $1.1 million. Glad it's over, to be honest. It's been hanging over.
It dragged out.
It dragged out too long, and it's sort of the point where the club has failed him, so I can understand him leaving. He's going to be either behind Chad Towns or he's going to be playing with Chad Towns, who, yeah, anyway, it's not. I don't think it's a good situation for him. However, I think he needed a fresh start, which is fair enough. But I think it was coming out that Brisbane wanted to keep him. However, they weren't overly disappointed. But it is what it is.
Brisbane have got all the eggs in one basket of going after Marquee Harp, we reckon.
Yeah, I after listening to certain other podcasts and being a part of certain group chats, if recruitment for Brisbane doesn't get an experienced half for next year, we're going to be doing the same song and dance for the next year and a half. Like, it's all well and good to throw kids into the mix, but you need experience. We've got there's some good talent on the radar. There's Adam Reynolds is in the mix. Sean Johnson's in the mix. Mitchell Moses. I know you're not his biggest fan, but that's still an option.
I just can see Mitchell Moses becoming just not fitting in the Broncos. System, and then we blow in $800,000 a year again.
Yeah, I think if it's a
we've just like our recruitment, like
it's bad. It's
we're one of the best rugby league like nurseries in the country, up there with Penrith, and we're losing players because, well, as you said, we lost Sam Walker because Anthony Seibold, the pedophile, wanted to have lunch with him by himself.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Cardinal Pell move there. Yeah. We lose Reece Walsh because, like, the Warriors could guarantee him a start.
Yeah.
Like David Fifita. At the moment, Tony Staggs, I don't think he's going to be demanding the money he is with his off-field discretion.
No, I think, yeah, there's... Yeah, it's... I'm just looking forward to May 1. Dave Donaghy starts as CEO for the Brisbane Broncos. That's all I know. That's
just clean ass.
I honestly think that he will put some good measures in, hopefully. Like, there's been nothing but good come out of from him, how he's handled Melbourne during his time there as CEO.
I've got a sneaky rumour. Darren Lockie going to strap the boots up one more time.
Oh, fuck no.
Get him as a runner. Yeah. Him and Alfie just out there, just partnered one side each.
Jesus Christ. Other news over the weekend, obviously UFC 261 occurred. George Masvidal went to the Shadow Realm himself after giving it to a few other people. That Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, holy shit, that right arm. Or was it a right? Yeah, it was a right.
I don't know. I saw it, but the reaction, he got fucking rocked.
It was the same for the female fighter.
Thug Rose.
Yeah, Thug Rose, that's the one.
Great name.
Incredible name. But yeah, that knockout was just vicious. Probably one of the better cards, apparently. Other news, Kevin Peterson's back on his bullshit. Apparently he wants sixes that go over 100 meters to go for 12 runs, not six.
Oh, God. KP, no one cares.
It's more so. It's sort of like him turning into Peter Volandis, just wanting to change rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's happened. Also, we had the Cricket Australia contract list. There was a few names that missed out. Biggest one was former Test vice captain Travis Head. Also, Joe Burns missed out. Mitchell Marsh missed out. Matthew Wade missed out. Biggest one, obviously, in is Cameron Green. Will Pekoski didn't get a contract either, which makes it very interesting.
Only a few Test players got contracts. We focused so much money on the one day, the white ball cricket, it's just, it's a sad little day. We're starting to notice that.
Yeah. I think there's more emphasis because obviously there's a World Cup coming in too, so it might just be an incentive to have that. But either way, I still believe that they should just bring back the ING signs around the ground. So if it hits the sign, they win cash.
Oh,
that'd be incredible.
I can't even pronounce it. It's a real tongue.
Mercantile Mutual Shield. Yep.
Shield, yeah. I remember those ones, the streakers at the Gabba.
Yeah.
When you used to have 25,000 people turn up for state cricket.
Yeah, long, long time ago. Apparently, they had 10,000 through for the Sheffield Shield grand final at Allan Border, which was really good. Queensland winning that too, so that was good. Maybe if the Australian cricket team looked at more Queensland teams, we might be a bit more successful, but I digress. Yeah, other than that, not too much else happening. Obviously, NBA still going. The NHL, NBA, they're moving into playoff territory. I think that's happening in the next couple of weeks. I did read the Utah Jazz was the first team to secure a playoff spot. So they're actually leading the West over the Lakers at the minute. Yeah, NHL's moving into their playoff situations with their four divisions. Baseball's in full swing again. IPL, obviously with the rising cases of coronavirus in India, a few players, Aussie-based, are coming back. They're not risking it. I think the first one that came back was either Kane Richardson or Adam Zampa.
Yeah, Kane Richardson, Adam Zampa.
Yeah, so they've...
And then, so yeah.
I think
Pat Cummins donated 30K.
No, 50. 50?
Whew.
Yeah, big fella. Good, great guy. But yeah, I saw a photo, I think it was Kane Williamson and David Warner in a flight, and the PPE they were wearing, it's like, why even bother?
Yeah.
But, yeah, worrying sides over there in India, obviously. I think they had a spike in, like, deaths or cases or something at 300,000
infections in a day, over 3,000 deaths a day.
It's just mind-boggling, eh? But, yeah, other than that, yeah.
NFL draft this week.
Yeah, huge. That's going to be – I always like the draft. This year, obviously, Roger Goodell is going to have a chance to hear the hear the boos live and actually get to get in the faces of all the players, which would be nice. It's always a nice tradition. But, yeah, there's no – like, the Jags are going number one. They're getting their man in Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Like, that's up there with Joe Burrow getting the number one pick last year, to be fair. But it's just going to be quarterback central.
Five quarterbacks could go in the first 15 picks,
which is just ridiculous. But is
what happened to the days of O-line and then going for number one?
Yeah, I think at the moment the quarterback, there's such a crop of them coming through that it makes sense for teams that are struggling to just grab a young guy and hopefully it turns out to be their franchise in the future.
Yeah,
but yeah, other than that, mate, anything else we missed?
No, nothing else really. It's a bit of like soccer's kind of backburn because both our teams are going to shit.
Yeah. Don't really want to talk about the League
haven't
Cup.
Haven't had any real chance to watch any NBA lately. But yeah, just really want the Broncos to at least just show some heart because then I can be happy to watch footy for the rest of the week.
I have a feeling this week they'll be better, but that's just optimism. That's just me being optimistic.
They're just playing at home. They're not wearing the white jersey. I'm going to start the movement. Boycott the white.
Boycott the white.
White is not right.
Easy. Anyway, that'll wrap it up for this episode of Off the Back Fence. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so over at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. We're on the socials too. We're not very active on the socials, but, you know, we're there.
We're going to start sticking up. We've had a couple hard weeks. We'll start picking our game up.
We'll see what we can do regardless. Anyway, I think we'll call it for a week. We will be back next week, whether it be one or two episodes. We'll figure it out during the back end of this week. But say goodbye, Coomsy.
See you guys. Sorry for the unprofessionalism tonight.
Thanks again, guys. We'll talk to you next week.